music, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in Power Country.
Plug you into this week's Power Country Recharge song featuring Ashley Monroe. Plus, you'll hear great music from Sam Hunt, Gabby Barrett, and Chris Young. And I'll also share this week's Power Thought. That and more on the way in moments, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller. Sure glad to have you with us in Power Country this week. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's recharge song comes from Ashley Monroe. And you know, you just can't help but feel good listening to this song about being on to something good.
Thank you.
country music you can believe in. Power Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything to thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was drowning by your house first. Something about a summer in the south shore shines like gold down these old roundabout way back in the holler where the grass grows. Got a mighty baby, we were that close. Did you miss town?
Thank you.
money, and love. It's time now for this week's Power Thought. Few things in the world are more powerful than a simple smile. It's a universal message we all understand. No matter where we are on this planet, no matter what language we speak, when we see a smile, we instantly understand its message of kindness, friendship, happiness, and understanding. It's been called the key that fits the lock of everybody's heart. Mother Teresa once said, "A smile is the beginning of love." Children learn to smile from watching their parents and older siblings. And tell me, who can feel bad when you see the smile of a child? Even when your day has been going the wrong way, just one tiny little smile can really lift your heart up and turn your day completely around. And you know, there's nothing you can wear that looks better on you than your smile. Even when things aren't going well, just keep smiling and show the world you're not going to give up. And hey, smiles are super contagious too. A lot of smiles are started by someone else's smile. So why not be the first one to smile? And that's our Power Thought this week.
You always had a knife.
Better on you than a smile. That's Tim McGraw with Just to See You Smile. Hey, we've got great songs just around the bend from Jackson Dean, plus Riley Green featuring Luke Combs. And we'll be making a time jump for a hit song from the one and only Vince Gill. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Right now, it's 22.
You're traveling through a place we call Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, so glad you're listening in. We're going to take a time jump for a classic from Vince Gill. But first, let's get you a song from Jackson Dean called Fearless.
I believe in ghosts, most people don't. I swear it on my grandpa's grave. I seen them in the trees, I seen them in my dreams, and I still can't stay away. Here and over yonder, let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. Maybe you're the one that's gonna break it.
It's time now for us to take a time jump back into music history. So, Doc, let's power up that time machine.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're jumping back to the year 2003. The Spirit rover launched, beginning NASA's exploration of the planet Mars. The third generation of the iPod was launched. I still have mine. And the famous fighting families, the Hatfields and McCoys, finally made peace. At the movies, it was The Matrix Reloaded and Pixar's Finding Nemo that are big box office hits. And back in the year 2000, Vince Gill composed this very special song after the loss of his friend, pro golfer Payne Stewart, in a plane crash. He was thinking about life and looking for some understanding. And this song came out of that search. Vince recorded it in time to be played at Payne Stewart's memorial. Hey God.
Thank you. got. I just lost a dear old friend. Hey God, I hope he's in your angel band. Hey God, you know he believed in you. Just help me understand why you do the things you do. Well, hey God, well, send me down some comfort, please. Well, hey God, I'll be down here on my knees. Hey God, will we ever comprehend the forgiveness and grace that lies waiting in the end? Oh, there's anger and tears for all of the years that your children won't have you to hold. Angels have spoken, still I wish I could watch you grow old. Well, hey God, I know he didn't die alone. Hey God, tell my old friend welcome home. Hey God, please hear me when I pray. Pray for a little peace till we meet again someday. Pray for a little peace till we meet again someday.
Prairie. Brought to you by 30 Tigers.
Got Jason Aldean coming up next. Plus, we'll get you this week's Backstage Pass featuring Tyler Hubbard. That and more all on the way in our final stop in Power Country this week.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the road are still the same, so they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right, so get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change. Plus, the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right. $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final leg of this week's trip through Power Country. Coming up, we've got a backstage pass with Tyler Hubbard. But first, Jason Aldean has a lot of good reasons to let your boys be country. Jason Aldi. Let your boys be country. Well, right now we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you a Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Tyler Hubbard. And you know, Tyler said he was really inspired by the fans and his live shows when he was writing his new album titled Strong.
Yeah, I think being on tour last year highly influenced the album. You know, I wrote 11 of the 13 songs out on the road, out on a tour bus, you know, with writer friends of mine that I had taken out. And a lot of the weekends I had writers with me. So it was a lot of fun really getting to pull from the energy of the fans, really getting to pull from the inspiration from the live show and really looking at the set list from a different perspective and seeing what's working, what's connecting and resonating with the fans, and what's missing, what else do I want to do, what kind of feels or emotions do I want to put out there and do live. And so it was a lot of fun to really directly, not only me, but my songwriting buddies, you know, really watching the set, watching the fans, seeing how they're engaged, and being able to take that inspiration back and kind of pull from that.
Here is our featured Backstage Pass artist, Tyler Hubbard, with his song, Back Then, Right Now.
Back when you took a pic and didn't have
been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Right now, it's 22.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson dismissing threats from hardliners in his party that they might hold a vote to try and oust him as Speaker. After Johnson pushed forward a $95 billion foreign aid package this weekend and passed the plan with the help of Democrats, Johnson telling ABC News.
Do you believe you will still be the Speaker come November?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely, without question.
Yes.
While Johnson can't afford to lose many Republican votes, it's possible Democrats might support him to avoid a vacancy in the speakership with only months to the election. A tram accident at Universal Studios Hollywood in Los Angeles has injured 15 people, according to authorities and the company. Victims taken to area hospitals with minor injuries, according to first responders. Details of the accident not immediately available. Authorities in Michigan investigating a car that plowed into a children's birthday party, killing two kids, and injuring several others. Police say they suspect the driver was intoxicated. This is ABC News. The federal government taking action to make companies that have produced so-called forever chemicals to also work to clean them up.
PFAS, known as forever chemicals, have been used throughout industries, but exposure in humans been linked to an increased risk of cancers, heart and liver problems, and developmental issues in children. A new EPA rule adds two of them, PFOA and PFOS, to the list of hazardous substances under Superfund. That means polluters will now be required to pay cleanup costs. Companies are also required to report if more than 1 pound is released. Brian Clark, ABC News.
California judge tentatively siding with the state's attorney general in a dispute over the title of a proposed ballot measure that would require school staff to notify parents if their child asked to change their gender identity at school. The state attorney general named the plan the Restrict Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. Backers, though, wanted to be called Protect Kids of California Act. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Dove. Wisconsin labor leaders are fighting attempts to roll back child labor laws. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers this month vetoed a bill that would have expanded the elimination of required work permits for those under 18. The bill's language applied to 14 and 15-year-olds, several years after the state did away with parental permission for 16 and 17-year-olds. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale says these are policy fights advocates thought they won decades ago when minors often worked in dangerous conditions. But she says there's a strong push to chip away at protections.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
The Economic Policy Institute says rollbacks have been approved in a dozen states the past few years. Meanwhile, violations are trending upward, with the U.S. Labor Department reporting an 83% increase in financial penalties. Backers of the Wisconsin bill say the goal was to reduce red tape for families. But Bloomingdale says the current law helps the whole family make an informed decision.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
The EPI report says amid the push in many states to weaken these laws, several other states have advanced bills to strengthen protections. And there have been bipartisan bills in Congress that, among other things, would crack down on violators. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers win again in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with 18 hits against the Cardinals yesterday. Home runs for Bryce Terang, Reese Hoskins, Jackson Churio, Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Now Churio tries right field. Walker back again. That's gone. Back to back go the Brewers. Jackson Churio hits number four on a 1-2 pitch. Churio goes the other way.
They have definitely figured out something.
The Brewers with a 12-5 win over the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins.
You know, I think we wanted to come out and try to punch first. William getting us going, getting a guy on. You know, the hitters to get pitches in the middle of the zone is pressure on the base pass. So let's say pressure on the base pass gets the hitters good pitches, and we didn't miss today.
NBA, the Bucks held practices preparing to host the Pacers. Game one of their playoff series begins tonight.
I thought it was a good week. Great preparation. Thought we got some decent conditioning in. Yeah, I thought it was a good week.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 23 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
For the first time, they feel community. They feel like they belong somewhere. And belonging changes everything.
Helping unhoused teens one child at a time. Then.
I think it is one of the most valuable and underrated things that you can get into.
Reaping the many benefits of growing your own produce. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Imagine a room of homeless teens sitting in a circle. All of them have traumatic experiences and secrets they've buried under the surface. But in this moment, an adult is encouraging them to share these secrets out loud. But here's the catch. Each kid writes down one of these painful moments on a sheet of paper and crumples it into a tight wad. Together, they throw the balls into the center of the circle. Next, everyone chooses a ball of paper at random, and one by one, they read the words out loud. No one knows whose secret is being spilled.
And sadly, what comes out is that their uncle raped them, their father raped them, their brother raped them. They were trafficked by their parents so that their parents could get drugs. They watched their mom shoot up at the kitchen table and change personalities. They were beaten. They were starved. It's literally everything. But the beauty of the exercise is that there are so many kids who throw in the same answer.
That's Vicky Sokolik, founder and CEO of Starting Right Now, a nonprofit organization that offers social and health services to unhoused high school students. She's also the author of If You See Them Young, Housed, and Alone in America.
So what happens is they see that they're actually not alone. They have this commonality with this group of kids who truly understand the trauma that they've been through. And for the first time, they feel community. They feel like they belong somewhere. And belonging changes everything.
Sokolik isn't just an author and CEO, but is also a mother and wife. Back in 2002, she remembers when her son, who was a senior in high school at the time, came home with a story about a classmate who had announced she was dropping out of school.
She felt her home was no longer safe, and so in order to be able to live on her own, she was going to have to go work full time. And I actually said, oh, that's so sad, but went on making dinner. And the next day, he came home from school and he said, Mom, what did you work out for Amanda? And I was like, what? And he said, well, I wouldn't have been telling you if I didn't want you to help her. And so Amanda came to our home, and I mean, it was just so obvious that there was no way we weren't gonna help her. She was 17 years old. She had gotten herself into this international baccalaureate program, which is really difficult to get in for high school. And she was just wicked smart. And I could not imagine my own biological